White, St. Helena, California, January 23, 1906, Elder W.C. White. My dear son, I was very glad to receive your letter, which I found this morning at the threshold of my door. I read this letter and the enclosures with great interest. I have been writing since 1:30 this morning. I realize that the Lord has broken the spell of the enemy that has seemed to bind my mind, unfitting me for my work. The Lord has revealed Himself to me in breaking the yoke. I am free from a most terrible oppression. I thank the Lord with heart and soul and voice. I know that this oppression was of the enemy, but I am now free. I would say to you, be instant in prayer. There are so many accidents that I am afraid to think about them. The dangers are great unless the Lord helps us. Brother and Sister Haskell have been with us 4 weeks. We have had many talks regarding past experiences. We shall miss them when they are gone. We will meet you, if the Lord will, at Loma Linda. When will you be there? If I could know the exact date, I would write to Brother and Sister Haskell at Armona, as they will be quite anxious to know just when I shall go to Southern California. They will be glad to meet us either at San Diego or at Loma Linda. They seem to think that Loma Linda is a place beyond description. I suppose that the brethren expect us to attend the state conference now in session at Oakland, but I am not planning to go. I have so much writing to do, and I shall let my writings speak. I am determined to keep before the people the fact that we must have unity. We must cease all criticism. We must urge that the great peculiarity distinguishing Christians from all others is the union that exists between them and the Lord Jesus Christ by constant exercise of the faith that works by love and purifies the soul. This union, oneness with Christ, leads to unity with and love toward one another. Christians delight to honor God by obeying all His commandments. Bound together in love with Christ, they have love toward one another. We must dwell upon this theme more than we have done. The subject of His renewing grace, dwelt upon in discourses, will be pleasing to the Lord, and His Holy Spirit will come into the hearts of those who listen. The Apostle declares, "Howbeit we speak wisdom among them that are perfect, yet not the wisdom of this world, nor of the princes of this world, that come to naught. But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom, which God ordained before the world unto our glory, which none of the princes of this world knew, for had they known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory." 1 Corinthians 2, verse 6-8. Oh, what a loss the high and lifted up are sustaining, even in this life, to say nothing of their loss of the future, eternal life in the kingdom of God. The Apostle continues, "But as it is written, eye hath not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love Him. But God hath revealed them unto us by His Spirit, for the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God." Verses 9-10. We have a most earnest work to do for this time. We have received not the Spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. Verse 12. Herein is our wisdom, and if we keep these things before the people, and shut out the subjects of contention, what a victory we might gain. This letter must go in the morning mail, so I have but little time for writing you. Your family are all well. We pray for you, with love.